Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 14th in the series of Life Notes titled Praying with One Eye Open. This episode is titled Living Beyond Words. The Bible message comes from the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 28. There is no longer Jew or Greek. There is no longer slave or free. There is no longer male or female. For all of you are one in Jesus Christ. It is common to have a narrative running nonstop in our heads. Most of us are more present to the descriptions of our experiences than we are to the actual experiences, and we do not even notice ourselves doing it. The problem is obvious. Our descriptions are one step removed from reality. Language is one of the first things we are taught as we grow, and by the time we reach adulthood, we have fallen hook, line, and sinker for the detached reality our words describe. We forget that words are metaphors. They point to or describe something, but they are not the thing itself. For example, the familiar words of the 23rd Psalm speak of lying down in green pastures and resting beside still waters. Comforting words, yes, but they are only mental representations of the experiences they describe. God meets us in our experiences, not in our descriptions. In the book of Exodus, as Moses and God conversed on Mount Sinai, Moses told God the Israelites would want to know God's name. God answered, "I am who I am." The people wanted a description of God, a box within which they could place God, some way of limiting God's nature to something tangible and controllable. Many sacred writings throughout the ages have affirmed that God cannot be known, only experienced. The same is true of our lives on earth. They cannot be lived by description. A contemplative life, in particular, seeks the experience that inspires the description, the life beyond words. God experiences life in and through us. In other words, God experiences you through me and me through you. Which is not to say any of us are God. The true self within, the best, purest, and most holy self we know we can be, is where God resides. It is the part of us that was never born and will never die. It is the part that will live on when our earthly body gives out. This true self is not, however, cause for feelings of superiority, because what is true of you and me is true of everyone else, too. Our words, however, tell us we are not equal and that we are separate beings. Our life descriptions, supported by our egos, tell us we are better than this person, although maybe not as good as another. Descriptions necessarily compare, divide, and define this and that. We assess things not by their similarities, but by their differences. By the time we become adults, we are so convinced we are independent beings, separate from everyone else, that ignoring our neighbors, leaving family members to work out their own problems, and not flinching at the genocide occurring across the globe become the accepted norm. Because we do not see our interconnectedness, and because the words that describe our lives are inadequate to capture any semblance that we are truly one body, we lose the lived experience and responsibility of oneness, one with God and one with each other. Our words separate all kinds of things that are actually of the same essence, and we are deceived when we believe them. For example, we define light and dark, day and night, north and south, in relation to each other, by what we consider their opposite. In fact, they are different states of the same reality. The same is true for Jew and Greek, slave and free, male and female. As Paul wrote to the Galatians, we are all one in Christ. Our oneness is not metaphorical, even if the words we use are. Even good and evil in the larger picture are parts of the same process of growth and evolution. No process of growth occurs without suffering, which often feels like evil when taken out of its larger context. We are not our descriptions of ourselves. Our true essence resides where our experiences meet the part of us that is one with God. Of these experiences, Jim Finley writes, quote, "What is so extraordinary about such moments is that nothing beyond the ordinary is present. It is just the primal stuff of life that has unexpectedly broken through the mesh of opinions and concerns that all too often hold us in their spell. It is just life in the immediacy of the present moment before thought begins. End quote. Once we find that place, even for a moment, we know our true life, incredibly rich, resides beyond words. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my life notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.